To the Middle East, where dozens are reported dead after two bomb attacks close to the Iranian embassy in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. And it's thought Iran is being targeted for its support of the Lebanese Shia militant group Hezbollah. Hezbollah has sent fighters into neighboring Syria to back the government of Bashar al-Assad. Reports suggest one of the blasts was caused by a suicide bomber. The other was a car bomb. On the line with us is Anne Bernard, Beirut bureau chief of The New York Times. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
So this seems to fit a pattern of deepening political and sectarian divisions across the region inspired by this civil war in Syria. How does this attack fit into that context?
Well, ever since the Syrian insurgency began, both sides in Lebanon's politically divided world have participated on opposing sides in the Syrian war. Sunni militants have crossed the borders to fight with the rebels, and Hezbollah, which is the most powerful political organization here, as well as a militant group, has fought on the side of Bashar al-Assad more recently.
Who has taken responsibility for these bomb attacks today?
There's a claim of responsibility from a group called the Abdullah Azam Brigades, which is an offshoot of Al-Qaeda that operates in several countries, including Lebanon. But in many cases with these incidents, there are multiple claims of responsibility, so this is not confirmed yet.
And that offshoot of Al-Qaeda, are they allied with the rebel fighters in Syria?
I don't know about the specific involvement of these brigades in Syria, but there are groups affiliated with Al-Qaeda and others that espouse radical Sunni ideologies akin to Al-Qaeda's that are fighting on the side of the rebels and increasingly clashing with rival rebel groups. So fear is that Al-Qaeda is taking a greater role in the region, and Hezbollah justifies its involvement in Syria by saying that it's protecting Lebanon from these people.
So help us understand what these attacks in this part of Beirut means. I mean, this is on the Iranian embassy in Beirut. Is this a part of Beirut that had generally been considered safe? Is this a further escalation of the Syrian conflict spilling over into Lebanon?
It's definitely an area that up to now has been safe. It's a relatively well-to-do residential area. It has a number of embassies and organizations. It's a primarily Shiite area, but there are residents of all sects, and I think it's clear that the target was political in the sense that it was the Iranian embassy, and Iran is the main backer of Hezbollah and the main backer of Syria's government. So the assumption of people on the ground in the neighborhood was that they may have been targeted as Shiites because both Iran and Hezbollah are Shiite, but also that this was a statement to Iran about its support of President Assad.
The Iranian ambassador appeared on news channels blaming Israel for the blast. Israeli officials denied that. But does this complicate in the larger context U.S. involvement if these suicide bombers are suggesting that they are supportive of the rebel fighters in Syria?
Well, that's been the puzzle of the United States all along, and this is an endless debate. The rebels say that the reason that Al-Qaeda has become ascendant within the insurgency is because of the lack of Western support for rebels who took up arms after the crushing of a political movement in Syria. On the other hand, the reason that the United States was reluctant to get involved from early on was the fear that the insurgency would grow more extremist and that rebel-held areas could become havens for Al-Qaeda, or that any military aid going to them would end up in the hands of Al-Qaeda.
Anne Bernard is the Beirut bureau chief for The New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us on this busy day.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.